Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, my song blows. It's pretty cool being there, though. Seeing it, though.
I'm of the law.
It's not bad. The towels get cranky.
Lawman is putting into my running, and I'm so far from my home.
It's so Pittsburgh. It's so 80s.
Oh, mama, I can hear you crying. You're so scared and all alone.
What are you going to go to Giant Eagle? Get some chips?
Is it your problem with when it gets played or just a cheesy old song?
Just a cheesy old song.
So how's it different from Josie?
It's the same.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Is it noon? We're doing this twice.
Bonus.
That's how good we're starting to feel about this game, right?
I've been feeling good about it all week.
Oh.
I don't know about you.
How was it?
Beatles with the public, as R.J. Bell would say.
Public. Beatles sharp.
Public is heavy on the square. Patriots.
So what, square? Doesn't mean I'm
okay.
Sharp.
Sharp doesn't mean you're sharp.
But if
we will talk to R.J.
The pick will either be sharp or square, according to R.J. Bell, 1 o'clock. Phil Perry joins us in an hour at noon time.
The funny thing is, it could be the same pick. Patriots early in the week would have been sharp, and then now maybe the Patriots would be square right now.
There you go. Right.
Gotcha. And if they roll by 20, it doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't make any difference. You know
I
what,
like that, Jim. I like that confidence out of you. Don't roll by 20.
Don't overthink this, Pittsburgh, too. Your uniform selection.
Oh, here we go.
Black jerseys.
Here we go.
Gold pants. I want the classic.
Unbelievable.
Be cool if you brought out the good squared numbers, not those stupid slanted things.
If you knew the uniform they were wearing, would that affect your pick for the weekend?
Yeah, it probably would. It probably would. Because if they come out in that, like, all black or that stupid white pants with the... You know what?
Tom wants to know if they come out Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, they're getting their ass kicked. They're getting their ass kicked. There's nothing worse because now all of a sudden you're starting to overthink it. Like, be you.
All right, let me give you a
classic
scenario.
Matchup.
Let me give you
classic
a scenario.
Patriots, classic Pittsburgh.
The Patriots go color rush with all blue, and the Steelers go with those classic block-lettered uniforms you want. Who wins that game?
Tie game. 0-0. Dogfight. Street fight.
Okay. Did you see the comments from Stephen Ridley on the Patriots?
I did.
What a clown this guy is.
This pissed me off.
Stephen Ridley. Let me read from the Kevin Duffy story, here. Boston Herald.
I understand Dion Lewis because you win a Super Bowl and he hangs it out there basically for you in a loss last year too with him. Stephen Ridley got drafted by the team. They hand-selected you. They gave you your start in the league. You're the one that fumbled every damn time you touched it. Go ahead and read this.
All right, so it goes back to four seasons ago when Stephen Ridley tore his ACL and MCL in October, ended his season, and that was the end of him in New England. Since the injury, Kevin Duffy writes, Ridley has worn several NFL uniforms. Seven different NFL uniforms,
yeah.
And has totaled 265 yards in 4 years. He writes, now with the Steelers, Ridley has been working to break the cycle of being a backup and third stringer, quote, fighting and clawing for an opportunity to showcase his abilities. And he's been waiting for years to do it against the Patriots. Quote, I'm very open and I have to be real. I want this game more than any other game, man. Ridley told the Herald. That's just the bottom line to it. And it'll be that way from this year until I go in the grave. I'm just that kind of person. When asked why, he said, quote, I was trashed after my injury or after an injury. I'm just going to put it that way. I'm not going to say specifically, but to be a starter for the Patriots for 4 years, to tear my ACL and never get a call back, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Welcome to NFL football, bud. Welcome to devastating knee injuries. We could go through a list of running backs that ripped the ACL up. Next thing you know, you don't see these guys for like 2 or 3 years.
How about this?
He's among them.
He takes it even
Who
further.
Who trashed him?
He says, well, he's saying that he was like thrown to the trash pile.
Oh, so you
were
trashed. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he got wind of they were talking trash on him. Like,
right.
Damaged goods.
And now they're still looking for a running back to try to come in and play.
Oh.
Huh. how many running backs have been through there to try and give them some consistency as a quote-unquote first or second down back?
Yeah, James White's terrible.
They're still looking for it right now. Yeah, it's very personal. It is.
How about Jeremy Hill?
Hey, dumbass. You've run for 265 yards in 4 years. What are you talking about?
Josh Allen has more rushing yards in two games than you have in 4 years.
I'm sorry. So have they kept you after your catastrophic knee injury, which nearly ended your career? And yeah. I will give the guy this credit. 4 years later, he's still on an NFL roster.
He's still busting his ass off. Yeah, he has.
Okay?
I think he runs hard. I do. I think he runs hard.
No, but not just that. So the rehab and the training and the
mindset
going into
to get
a
back
camp,
in.
Going
I'm
into
not
a
done.
Camp and, yeah. and performing well enough to make a roster.
He's not guaranteed a spot.
He deserves a lot of credit for still being in the league.
Think about it. You got Le'Veon Bell coming back. James, you look at Connor and what he's been able to do for them. For him to even have the opportunity to have one of those spots there, it's a credit to him. It is.
But you've run for 265 yards, so why?
This should be a revenge game. Where is your case that they
should have kept you?
Yeah, it's a big revenge game for him. Got a lot riding on this one. Yeah,
it would be different if he had gone on, come back from the injury, and over the last three seasons, we'll say, just tore it up, or two seasons, whatever it is, where he's running for 1,000-plus yards. Right, he had a 1,200-yard season here. Then you could sit there and say, I don't like that team because they quit on me and they shouldn't have. But your career path since that point tells the story that the Patriots should have quit on you when they did and moved on from you when they did. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I just think he doesn't understand what it's like to work in the NFL. You're guaranteed nothing. Now, is that right? Is that fair? Maybe not.
But you are guaranteed, though? You at least get a quote of the day from the NFLPA, which just came across my phone. I get this every Friday. Friday quote of the day.
That goes to former players, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
When writing the story of your life, never forget to don't let anybody else hold the pen when you're writing. Mm. That's from Harley Davidson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. But they also went on to have LeGarrette Blount run for nearly 1,200 yards in 2016. He got hurt in 2015. But they found a guy who could replace him in what he did basically right away.
Blunt force trauma.
They did.
Yeah.
Blunt was here and was running the ball well.
Not only did they replace him, but they also replaced Shane Vereen. Now, James White and Deion Lewis could do what Shane
Instantly
Vereen did.
Replace what Shane Vereen
You could
did.
Say they were actually more of a game breaker.
I am not taking
anything away from Shane Vereen. He helped win that Super Bowl. He was fantastic that year. Great third down back. Great third down back. I don't know why he's so angry. That's what happens. That's what injuries do to you. When you get hurt and team says, you know what, we're moving in a different direction, it pisses you off. Yeah, I understand it, but to roll that out now, Patriots week, he's better off keeping quiet this week. But you know what it is? It's Pittsburgh. It gets caught up in that environment, that locker room. That's what they do there. They talk crap.
He writes, I had the game circled, talking about this weekend's matchup. Circled when I was with the Jets, I think it was week 7 or week 8, and man, I've had this game circled on my schedule every year since I left there to try and get a shot at these guys and get some sort of redemption. He's angry. He's angry at the wrong people.
Sure is.
That's what it comes down to. So Stephen Ridley feels like the Patriots did him wrong. I don't get it.
I'd love to see the Patriots just play that soft defense and let them hand the ball to Stephen Ridley all day long.
Love to see it, kid. Love to have you have your redemption. And then lose by 12.
Because if that guy's going to beat you, then you're not going anywhere anyway. So let it happen.
Brendan in the car has something on Stephen Ridley. Brendan.
What?
What's going on, guys?
Hi.
I feel the same way. I don't know what this guy's mad at. I read this yesterday and immediately bothered me as well. The league chews up running backs and spits them out. I mean, have him give a call to Robert Edwards and ask how the Patriots treated him. But also, like, the Patriots have never, ever really overspent or tried to bring any feature backs in. That's what they cheap out. They pay the cheap option and do it by committee, and that's what they've always done. They weren't going to pay him, especially coming off an injury. I'm with Jim. Give him the ball 30 times on Sunday and see what happens. Jim. We'll see. Nice.
Jim in there.
Oh, Brendan. Brendan, what'd you say?
Hot takes with Jim.
Yeah, okay. Hung on. It's with Jim.
Jim.
Hand the ball off 30 times to Stephen Ridley. Yeah.
He's so established in the NFL since he left here that his picture that NBC Sports Boston has is still with the Patriots uniform on.
Yeah. Can't find another one. That's the last time he had a team photo.
It's the last time he did anything in the NFL.
No, the 265 yards that he's run for is really, really good. Really, the Patriots should have, when he blew out his ACL and MCL, they should have said, you know what?
Sure.
We got to keep this guy. We got to keep him around. He's valuable. He's so valuable that over the next 4 years, he might run for a couple hundred yards.
I'll never forget that game in Buffalo.
Combined.
I'll never forget that game.
You mean keep him around like a Deion Lewis, keep him injured for a year?
Oh, yeah.
On the roster?
He's that good.
That game in Buffalo where he fell down like in the hole and just dropped the ball, and they picked it up and ran it back. He didn't even get hit there, did he? I don't think he did.
We were talking earlier. He got knocked out one time.
He got knocked out. That was at home.
Do you remember that?
That was Baltimore.
Is that what the game it was?
Baltimore. Yeah, I think it was Ed Reed hit him.
He got knocked out.
Was that another Bernard Pollard hit or no?
That was Bernard Pollard. You're right. I thought it was Ed Reed.
That was when Pollard was on his streak of getting Patriots knocked out again.
Just killing Patriots.
Patriot killer. He crushed him. Absolutely crushed him.
I was like, I didn't even get on him for fumbling. I'm like, I don't
know. Oh, he just watched it. Oh, God. There, watch it, Zoe. Ready? Watch this. Just give me your natural reaction to that.
I see again.
Oh!
That's hell with the helmet. His feet aren't moving.
He's, as Rex Ryan would say, he spaghetti legged him.
He's a Planet Zippy. Look, he's making sure he doesn't bite his tongue.
Oh, God.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen.
Bert could do the backgrounds for this.
I am dreaming of a white
Christmas. Come on, give me some stock footage of
Let's go. Yeah, give me cheese ball Hallmark.
Come on.
Hallmark pictures.
I need the sleigh with the gifts, the wooden sleigh.
Give me a stupid family that looks all happy and slappy.
Santa.
Hey, let's all sit on top of each other and open gifts.
Zolak and Birch right here on the Sports
App.
Tap that app. Get the 98.5, the Sports App, now. For your phone. Take us wherever you go.
I'm dreaming. Is that like 1958, 63?
I don't know. 617-779-0985. Fred is in Norwood.
Hi, Fred.
Freddy!
I want to first apologize. I called about a couple days ago about Gronk possibly getting his incentives. I thought he had to be in the top five. I didn't realize it was like percentages off of last year. So my bad on that. I was definitely wrong. But what I wanted to say was I think it's entirely plausible, and who knows, I might be wrong again with my facts here, but that the Pats still get the number one seed.
Sure.
If KC and the Chargers lose one more game and we win out,
you got to win out.
I believe KC keeps the first in the division, and we beat them in a head-to-head.
Yes.
They got to go to Seattle and Denver, and what's it called? The Chargers have Denver and
Chiefs
Baltimore.
Still have to lose one more, and Chargers have to lose one.
But and then we went out, and that's crazy.
You're the number one.
Entirely
yes.
possible.
Yeah. At 12-4, you would be the number one seed.
Harder. Now Miami hurts like that much more. I mean, it would be that
sure,
much
it
easier.
Sure, it does. Yeah. You're right about that.
As good as you felt after watching him upset the Chiefs, you're like, you got reminded that, wow, you could have been the number one seed.
Listen, is it possible mathematically? Yes. Are you going to get both of those teams to drop a game? They each have two games left. I don't know. It's going to be hard.
Weird league, man. There's no runaway front runner, man. That's one thing last night.
I'm not expecting that to happen. That's for sure. I don't think that's going to happen, but if it does, great. If there is going to be a two seed spot for the Patriots, I would still prefer that the Chargers be the number one seed. Out of Chargers, KC.
Still, week 17, like, Chargers got to go to Denver. Denver's a tough place to play. You got Baltimore at home, then you have Denver. They got to go to Seattle next week to the Chiefs. So there are two losable games there. I can see Baltimore popping him. I don't think Denver will. But
Danny's in Bellingham. Danny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm wondering if you think, I know going into last night before that Chiefs loss, the consensus was that Pittsburgh, you know, had a little bit more to play coming off of three losses, that it might give them the edge. But with Chiefs loss, that opens the window for the, you know, makes it a little easier for the pass to slide in there to the bye and maybe the first seed. You know, I'm really interested in seeing how Le'Veon Bell does, but I'm really interested is the matchup between Hines Ward and Asante Samuel.
Ah, funny. The Patriots don't need any extra motivation right now. So the Chiefs losing last night.
Why did you even hang on to this? That wasn't even funny.
I don't think that they're going to need any extra. But they need to win for themselves right now.
Yeah.
I mean, forget last night. We can look at last night. I don't think the team needs to look at last night.
No. That call is so stupid.
You're annoyed by that, aren't you?
I was really annoyed by that call.
Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, I had to call you guys. So the Steelers, Stephen Ridley talking kind of feeds into something I just heard on First Take like a half an hour ago. You guys were on break. Why people can't question Mike Tomlin. Like they were upset saying he shouldn't be questioned. Look at all he's done. Well, let's look at what he's done.
Who said that?
Stephen A., Max Kellerman, and Louis Riddick. And my thing is, Stephen Ridley's comments is a
perfect. Why do you watch that? Why do you even watch that? Why do you subject yourself to that?
Because you guys were on break.
Very good answer.
You already answered that.
Good answer.
Yeah, so. But listen, honestly, but the Ridley, and you said it, Zoe, the Ridley comments play into exactly why Tomlin should be reevaluated. Because this is an inconsequential guy making comments that if he did that in New England, he wouldn't make the trip.
Well, you know how big, I mean, they already view New England as different. You know, they called them those a-holes, you know, so they always put more into New England. Let's not give them any information, give them any more motivation to come down here and play us. Like, really, Stephen Ridley, of all people?
There is a lack of institutional control there by their head coach. Remember last year, two seasons ago now, Antonio Brown live streaming from the locker room after a game?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then making some inappropriate comments on there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's some things going on there. That's where
you could see guys in the
background. That's where these a-holes thing came from,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Exactly.
That's where it came from. That's right. How we knew that he had said it.
Right.
So I just think that this is par for the course. And I don't even think that these comments are that bad compared to other things that have been discussed there over the years. Just outward, openly. There's no filter.
Bunch,
there's no filter with
there
these
really
guys.
Isn't. There isn't. No. Never has been. Never has been.
No, there hasn't. Bill's in Portsmouth. Hi, Bill.
Hi. How are you today?
Great.
Somebody before already said a lot of things I was going to say, but let me put it real quick. I think I'm going to be in What If Land psychiatrist coach for the rest of my life. I can't believe the coaching in that game against Miami. I mean, they should have kicked it way. You know, they shot in the field doing that, and I don't think they were ready for that play. And last thing is I predicted that they'd go for 2 points in the San Diego, and everybody thought I was nuts. But I think it was the best decision that they made. You guys have a great day, man.
Great prediction.
All right, Bill.
Good job on your predictions, Billy.
You got anything else on that?
I don't know.
No? Man. Okay. John in Stoughton. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So,
whoa,
yeah,
good phone.
Ridley.
I mean, really, Brian?
Good phone.
What did that guy have? Sorry. Go ahead, John.
No, I was just saying, I mean, this guy's got, how many yards he had in 4 years? Like 260 something?
265.
You know that equates to 4.1 yards a carry over 64 games? Like 4.1 yards a game,
Yes.
Over 64 games. Like, yeah. That guy's a bum. He shouldn't be talking anything. Like, he's lucky he even is, like, allowed to be in a facility. Like, that. Zoe, just pad you up. You'll do better.
I wouldn't even
call him a bum. I don't think he's a bum. Listen. To have that injury and still be in the league after this many years means there's something about you that teams have recognized and appreciate. And my guess is that he's worked extremely hard in his rehab and his training to get back into the league the way he has. And just even if it's seven different teams, seven different uniforms since playing for the Patriots, that's seven different teams that were willing to take him on and give him a shot. So they've all seen something in him. But, guy. I mean, give me a break. your record has proven that they were right to say, see you later. And if he hadn't been hurt, was he going to be back anyway?
Probably not.
I don't think he was, even if he was healthy.
They were getting ready to transition away from those guys. Yeah. Plus, he didn't protect the ball.
No, he didn't.
No.
Which was a problem. Jared in the car and Andy Reid's poor performance again last night. Jared.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
I just want to say, great game last night. You know, like most of these Thursday nights are dogs, and some of the games in general are. But the end was gold. The Chiefs had a poor goal line defense, competent special teams, which lived up to my expectations for them. Mahomes doesn't even get a chance with the ball with 4 seconds left and a timeout. In a big, dumb Andy Reid fashion, one way ruins the Chiefs game again. And you can even see Philip Rivers in the post-game interview. He's saying, you know, he's breaking down the end of the season and playoff situations, and Andy Reid can't even call a timeout in the two-minute drill. It's just an epic fail, just like Sarge's life.
Oh, man. How do you carve out 40 minutes of your day to do that? 40 minutes of your day. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Josh is in the car. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
How are you?
Merry Christmas, guys. Hey, just two quick thoughts here. You know, I'm struggling with having confidence in this Patriots team, not knowing what you're going to get from quarter to quarter. And, Zoe, I just want to say, you were actually the very first professional athlete that I got a signature from at Bryant College.
Lucky you, huh? Nice.
I know, huh? You had those lovely locks underneath that helmet.
Oh, yeah. I had that thing.
What did he sign? What was the item?
It was just a picture. It was a picture of Zoe taking his helmet off, and he looked like one of those was it Herbal Essences commercials.
Yeah, like Fabio.
Exactly.
I can't believe it's not Butter.
All right, guys. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Same, man. All right, Josh. Appreciate it. Not Merry confident Christmas. In the Patriots. Yeah. Lacking confidence right now.
Where are they playing? On the road. Yeah. Yeah, they gotta put the hammer down, man.
This is their last shot. This is their last shot to prove something on the road.
The great MC Hammer once said, it's hammer time. Yeah. Stop. Hammer time. Three games. Let's do it. What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
It's time to rage.
Did you see Phil running away from the...
Oh, Jesus!
And react.
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Sanitarium.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's read and react. You okay over there, So?
Yeah.
Turn your microphone on.
Oh!
Hello?
I think it's broken. Hello? I think it's broken.
There we go. Okay. Button
we're
stock
have to move you.
All right, what do we have, Hardy? We got a little read and react. Here we go.
Read
and react.
Read.
No, I mean it's South Station to Albany, Albany to Cleveland, Cleveland to wherever.
All right. So before we start this, so he's talking about South Station. My man Jim took the train in today. I am so mesmerized by this because I'm like, what was the seating like? Do you sit sideways and the train
you've
goes?
Never been on a train.
Right. Do you sit forward? Does somebody sit next to you? Did you share a seat?
You can sit. How crowded was that train? Out of curiosity.
It wasn't bad. Okay. It wasn't bad at all.
Was there food on the train?
I was on the upper level. It was like double-decker.
Yep. Nice.
So you took it from the TF Green Airport?
Yep.
I did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That nice little train station up there now, huh?
Yeah. It's a little too big, but yeah, it's nice.
What's a little too big?
They built this great, brand-new train station.
You see it.
It's not really getting full use, from what I understand.
But perhaps
that
it will.
That airport never gets use.
Yeah, better
to overbuild it.
Right.
Than underbuild it.
Ravens going with Lamar Jackson as their starting quarterback. Here's Joe Flacco on essentially, well, not essentially. He did. He got demoted. Joe?
We just talked a little bit. I mean, and we haven't really talked too much before that. I'm sure everybody was probably trying to push that conversation as long as possible, and it's obviously time now that I feel healthy and I'm ready to go. So, like I said, it just is what it is. Kind of out of my hands, and the team's playing well, so just got to keep getting some wins and see what happens.
Joe, do you allow your mind to wander, like, past this week and, you know, what this means long term?
There's plenty of time for that. Obviously, I think it's only natural to, you know, for people to kind of talk to you about that and and all that stuff, but there's plenty of time for that. There's plenty of months in the NFL offseason to think about what it's going to mean and all that. But for now, like I said, I'm excited in what I can do and how I can help this group out.
Yeah, and you know what? I got a contract that guaranteed me $44 million. I'm not too upset about things. Compare those answers.
You know what it is?
Compare those answers to Drew Bledsoe in 2001. When what did he do? Next question. He was pissed. Zoe remembers it well.
I remember that.
Remembers it real well.
Yep.
It's embarrassing, I think, for him more than anything. I think
he's so okay with it. He's so okay with not being the starting quarterback.
He's the Eagle.
A lot of time to think about it. Long off season.
A lot of money.
I don't know.
It's a good
Gotta
run.
Gotta keep getting wins.
A good run.
Is he elite?
No.
Reed. First time I flew to Istanbul, the plane started smoking.
React.
I would have said Istanbul. Istanbul. But no, now I'm screwing it up. Istanbul is what he said.
Istanbul.
All right, so Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz diagnosed with a fractured vertebrae this week. By the way,
suck it up.
Listed on injury report is questionable. I question their questionable status.
Are they having fun yet? Are they having fun down
fraudulent.
There? They still running trick plays and all that. They having fun.
So he's questionable with a broken back to play on Sunday. Emmanuel Acho, who is now an ESPN analyst, ranted about the diagnosis and Carson Wentz in a Twitter video.
Just saw Carson Wentz is hurt, so it's time for me to keep it real on the Eagles medical staff.
Oh, he's going to keep it real.
Oh, boy.
Is this EDP?
First, I have to establish, I'm not bitter. If I never would have got released several years ago, I wouldn't be where I am, one of the youngest national analysts on ESPN.
I already hate this guy. Already not a fan of Emmanuel Acho.
Sounds like Colin, our old intern. Uh-oh. He's talking. Shuts up.
All right, hold on a second. Let's pick it up right at that point here. Here we go. All right, Emmanuel.
I wouldn't be where I am, one of the youngest national analysts on ESPN. Back to the main point, though. Why did I say they were suspect? I knew a guy when I was playing. He had a torn ACL. He got told he had a tight hip flexor. I broke my thumb, completely fractured. I was told that that pop was probably just scar tissue. Again, these are just a couple stories. I'm not going to put too many names to it because that's not the focal point. But here's what you got to remember. The training staff works for the team, not the player, so they have the team's best interest in mind. You, as a fantasy football owner, a fantasy football player, if you see a player hurt, you probably rush them out there so you can win your fantasy football
game. Where is he, in a bus station?
He's an overpass. There was a twister coming through, and you're supposed to get under the overpass.
They say take your belt off. You take your belt off, and you wrap it around your wrists, and you hug a pylon or a piling underneath an overpass.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one before.
I watch a lot of tornado videos.
You're supposed to take your belt off and put it around a cement piling?
Take your belt off, wrap it around.
Could you demonstrate for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
this is for a tornado. So if there's ever an instance of a tornado.
Okay. You put the microphone up as a piling.
I do this with the dog, but.
Okay.
So what you do is you wrap around one wrist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go around the pylon, secure, and then tighten it up like this, and that way, you know, instead of the wind really cranks, you have something to hold on to. So your arms don't separate. Like, look at that.
It's pretty good.
Oh, life tips. That's a life hack right there.
And you just take it. Beat
that
the
could be a new segment
after.
On this show. This could be a new segment. Life hacks with Zoe.
Watch out.
Okay, put the belt back on, please.
Now imagine you are the owner of a $1 billion corporation. Anyway, that's just my 2 cents. But yes, in my opinion, they're suspect.
Shut up.
Now proven why.
Shut up.
You think he's
what they do?
Does he think he's shedding a light on what we all know?
What do you think? Guys don't take the needle and they run you back out there? You'll think you're going at halftime and you tell them, well, my leg's broken. No, it isn't. Just here, shoot it up. Try and stand on it. Yeah, we'll put some tape on it. Wake up, kid. No wonder you work at ESPN.
Then there was another time I was flying into Sheephole and we got a wind draft just when we were coming in for landing, about 100 feet off the ground.
React.
What's he flying into?
Oh, you got something in your chin.
Sheephole?
Yeah. Dolphins locker room post game after beating the Patriots. Yeah, I have not heard this.
Macho man.
Hey, yes.
I got to be a macho man.
Hey! You know what, Miami? why don't you get your own thing? Because the Colts did this 2 weeks ago. Everybody's doing this now. They're filming their blocker. Like, hey, hey, and they're all dancing. Remember, they were looking for Andrew Luck. They wanted him to dance.
See you Wednesday. See you Wednesday. See you Wednesday.
That's what they're most excited about.
So who do they play
Day
this
off.
Week?
Day off.
See you Wednesday. 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 See you Wednesday.
Now listen.
That team beat you.
I'll see you Wednesday.
They beat you. That team. Listen, I'll see you Wednesday. Do we have any more Joe Kelly? Hello.
I think that's it for Read and React.
Reed.
Kodiak to Anchorage, and my coffee was like up in the air while my cup was still down here or something, you know?
React.
That was it for the Dolphin sound, I meant. We have one more here. Temple playing Duke in the Independence Bowl.
I play Nipple.
What's Tom's pick for this? Temple Duke.
Do you have a pick on this one, Tom? No, he has no info on this game.
I was so hungover.
He's not picking this one.
He didn't have any info on the other game he picked, but he picked it.
I was so hungover. Like three of us were. We're thrown up in the huddle. Remember that? Gagging from a wet t-shirt contest that they had us. We ate all-you-can-eat crawfish and beer drinking. Day before the game.
It's in Shreveport, right?
Shreveport, Louisiana. All you got is crawfish and beer and wet t-shirt contest.
So you went out the night
Smart
before.
Smart plan by the organization.
Like, you're out Then the tight end's like, he sees me throw up, and then he starts throwing up.
Puking up crawfish in the huddle.
I still threw for like.
What do you think that smells like? What do you think that smells like?
Did you win?
Oh, it's
beer.
No, we tied.
Beer.
We tied on a freak play. You know what we did?
What'd you do?
Stupid ass coach decided to squib kick it again. We went for a fourth down and ended up taking the lead.
Coach is stupid.
Guy got it, picked it up, ran it back. They kicked the field goal at the tie.
Yeah.
Kiss your sister.
Idiot coach. Should have been out drinking and eating crawfish with us until 4 in the morning.
Can we just slow the tempo down a little bit?
Did you just not care?
So did you puke right through the face mask?
Oh, yeah.
So it's all dripping from the face mask.
All right, give me water. You're dying for a timeout. They come out those water bottles. And it's just the Gatorade ones. They're like, oh, it's so ice cold. Oh, give me some water.
I'm so thirsty, but I don't want to throw it up again.
I don't want a mouthpiece, but
I need an ice chip to
gagging
suck
on your mouthpiece.
Oh, God, just anything.
Oh,
God, I got a headache.
Look and see whether he makes it. Don't wait for the crowd reaction to tell you. The last play of the game. Almost blocked. He drills it, and it's tied. This game ends on a field goal, and it is tied. 34-34, Maryland and Louisiana Tech.
Wow.
Why don't you get the fourth down call before that?
Wow.
I had the game of my life at the end.
Chris Boniel.
Hungover.
What?
Field goal kicker.
Was it your last game?
Yeah, it was my last game as a Terp.
And you just didn't care?
I cared, but you... Dude.
Did you?
We were in a bowl game. We just got our bowl rings, got bowl swag, and he rented out
Crawfish
this bar.
Crawfish and beer were there.
It was a wet t-shirt contest at the bar. Like, we're like... It was like Animal House. Like, we're being pumped or something. Like, nah, all the beer and crawfish you want. Go ahead. We just... Oh, man. You can't. You're 23 years old. You're not mature enough to handle that, right?
But you knew you were going into the draft. Didn't you? It was your last
still put up 34 points. I still was going to play in a blue-gray game after that.
Yeah,
so I played on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And Zoe was really
bitch up, too.
He was really like a second-round pick that year.
Third round, technically.
But it was
84th pick, technically a third-round pick. That's why I held out.
Oh, is that? Yeah, sorry. So you're it's listed as being a fourth-round pick? Is
first pick in the fourth round, but we held out because I wanted third-round money.
Right. Okay.
Good agent.
Because someone had picks revoked.
Well, let's see if
Patriots understand
84,
that.
That's third
Patriots
round
had
pick.
A tough time at the Bucko Kilroy and them digesting that.
Let's see if Temple's interim head coach, Ed Foley, is taking the...
Ed the needle nose?
Taking the Independence Bowl more seriously than Zoe did.
We're going to find out about Duke, and we're going to find out about Temple, and we're going to find out about which one of those football clubs wants to hit each other harder longer.
He's addressing the media, by the way.
What?
Oh. This is him addressing
like
the
local Shreveport media, like in Louisiana.
Oh, he's not yelling at his team?
Oh, no.
That's what we're going to decide here on the 27th.
Who's clapping? The media?
And while we're getting ready to do that, I hope that you see the finest group of young men that's ever been through Shreveport. I hope you have a chance to see them.
I saw that in 91.
I know you're very impressed with the group of Maryland players who came through here in 91.
Or say thank you for being here, or be truly appreciative, because, guys, I love this team.
Did you thank everybody for the free drinks and crawfish?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know. You didn't have no money.
Was it
nothing?
You weren't supposed to take it if it were free.
It's a scholarship. We already. That's a good point.
And I love these players, and I know you will too when you get around. Please get around our players. They are going to love you. They are going to love Shreveport, and you're going to love them. And they are going to be so appreciative of being here. Guys, it's going to be one of the greatest teams that you've ever had here. I promise that. So we're fired up to be here. Thank you to everybody for having us.
Is there something I'm missing here? Do they have to sell the whole city on their team being there?
I mean,
it's already done. That's all like they're invited.
And you're coming from Duke. It's a Duke coach?
No, that was
Temple.
That was the Temple interim head coach.
You're lucky they even have a pulse, Temple. They're almost defunct.
Like, why do you have to sell the whole city on the quality of your players? They're going to be there
coming from Philly.
Way.
Yeah. Typical Philly people.
I don't know. Well, that's it.
Reed.
You ever seen a bear?
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah.
React.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the sports.
Everybody out doing their shopping? Yeah, behind. This Christmas comes at an inconvenient time, right in the middle of football season.
Every year.
Yeah.
Use Amazon.
If I figured that out, I could figure it out. All right, Pitt.
Tell me, that guy ain't ready? Party, play some grab-ass Christmas commentary? Oh, Christmas time. Got shopping? Everybody shop? Gifts, candy cane, candy corn.
Where's Phil Perry? Is he in the building yet?
Yeah, he's here.
Anyone put eyes on him?
He's here.
Oh, there he is! No, I just want to make sure you're here. So if when I tell the people you're coming up in like 4 minutes, they know you're here. I don't want to lie. That's all. When you hear voices
singing, let's be jolly. Balls with balls of holly.
To celebrate the season and celebrate Feed the Fan Friday.
Balls.
Presented by Stop and Shop.
Kiss your balls.
Bows. Bows of holly, isn't it?
What, your bowels?
B-O-U-G-H. Bow.
What the hell is a bow? Balls of holly.
Like is it balls of holly or bows?
People have them hanging from their porches.
Bows.
A bow is like a branch with twigs on it. When the bow breaks,
I use that word.
Fall.
I use that word all the time. Yeah. What do you do today? Oh, I trim some boughs.
Yeah, boughs of holly. It's B-O-U.
It's a bough trimming on my
definition.
My trees.
A large branch from a tree.
Something that's a word Sosie would use. No.
Regardless of who would use it, it's not balls of holly. It's
bows. I thought it was hanging balls of holly that you see that they sell at all these nurseries. Balls of holly.
Bows.
Oh, bows.
Play it again.
He just did.
I didn't hear it right. You're all talking. Old fashioned ways. Yeah.
I do this now.
Go.
Okay. It's Feed the Fan Fridays, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom, stopandshop.com.
Billy Landy just comes in from work. Billy Landy of the afternoon show, the executive call screener. What is the Billy's title?
Executive call screener.
Executive call screener.
Director of communications.
Director
Billy
of communications. Billy Lanny walks in. He's got his hat. He's got a sweatshirt. He's got his lunchbox walking. He looks like one of Rudy's brothers from, like the old man. They work in the steel.
Going to the steel mill.
It's like Rudy.
You late again today, Rudy?
Nope.
No special days here.
I want to do it. I'm going to make the team, and you're going to come see me, Paul and Phil.
So Maz is already here, which we were just commenting
about. Maz is here. Maz, what's the big deal? I'm here. I'm like, Maz. It'd be like me showing up at 8. Oh, you're right.
Like, yeah, Maz, it's a little different, though, when it's Maz the middle of the
family.
Day.
He hates his family.
It's different.
I don't middle know, of dude. The day. You've done that shift, so you get it. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just to sit there and look at people.
I'll tell you why he's here so early. Why? It's because it's the last show he's doing for the calendar year. They're done after today.
Whoa.
Felger Maz. Done. Done.
It's not Christmas next week.
They're going to be gone the rest of the year.
2 weeks off?
That's what I hear.
No.
It's when we're tally up those vacation days.
Whoa.
Maz flipped me off. I don't know what I'm just saying.
I'm going to change my mind next
year. I'd be excited too. I'd be in here early.
Felger, I understand because you think he's on vacation, but he's not. He sets up a little GoPro. You know, down in Aruba, and it doesn't count as a vacation day. So for him, I get it.
Out there at Jurassic World, he gets the GoPro.
Totally fair. Same rules for everybody. Yeah, great. But Maz feels like there needs to be a count. Feels like there needs to be a vacation day count.
How do you get...
He gets more than
How do you get to bang 2 straight weeks off?
You think?
Yeah, I know. I don't think.
Huh.
Are you serious? So 2 straight weeks?
Yeah. I'm not joking. Why would I joke about such a thing?
It's kind of like 2.5.
Today's like the end of the year. For
January 2nd, right?
It's the end of the year for those guys today.
I got to talk to the boss.
For what?
See how that happened.
We're not here next week.
Right?
Sorry.
The week after.
We're here. All three of us are here all 5 days next week.
We'll be here all 5 days next week.
We're pounding that rock next week. We're grinding, man.
And if we had another week, would we be doing that? Maybe not.
I have 5 this year, too.
Well, that's new for you.
Oh, you know what?
Wow, good for you buddy.
No, Zoe would definitely not do it. He would just take the entire month of July off. You could take just 20 days off. He'd take the whole month.
July's going to be interesting this year.
Is what he would do.
Like we didn't.
He would call in when the Sharks would come up on the show, and then he would not be on the show the rest of the month.
Oh, Sharks, I'm off for the next 18 days.
Oh, Maz is going on mic.
It's good.
I like this.
If we're going to talk about this, we might as well get the facts straight.
Okay.
What has been inaccurate so far?
No, nothing. I just don't trust Zoe.
I just think it's a rarity. I mean, I haven't heard of 2 straight weeks off.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not straight. Really 2 straight weeks. I mean, Christmas Day, everybody gets off, right?
I understand that. So you're packaging around. So you mean like around the 4th, when I could package that 4th of July week and then take the whole next week after that off?
I think this is probably the only time of the year you could get away with this.
I might work 3 days in the month of July.
This is the only time of year you could do the back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, and it's not just me. My cohort is doing the same thing.
Oh, that's nice. You two are in conjunction with each other.
But he has more vacation days than you because, you know, he
works. The GoPro in the backyard.
Yeah, he works on location.
When are you going to be allowed to film from your basement?
He did that.
I did that when I ruptured my Achilles, actually. Yeah.
That's right.
But no, I get a 5th week because unlike the rest of you Jamokes, I actually do another show during the summer.
No, I get 5 now, too.
Well, then I got to ask for 6.
No. I mean, if we're going to air out some grievances here, this is like,
have we gone over?
We're over.
Yeah.
We got to play Joe Hagan.
Well, I just thought I would, you know, anytime Joe starts talking about stuff,
but wait a minute. You know,
it's a little loose.
You guys are grinding, too. You're going to Winter Classic.
Yeah. We're working New Year's Day.
Yeah.
All right. So they're not done.
We're flying on.
Attaboy.
We're flying on New Year's Eve and working New Year's Day.
Oh. Program director, heading out with you guys there to see the Blackhawks?
What?
Program director, is he heading out with you guys to see the Blackhawks?
I don't know. You should ask that question to him directly.
I think we know that one.
All right, thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Talk to you in 2 hours.
Wow, they're going to be loopy for 4 hours.
No, they're not.
Can we get some best of year-ender final word stuff today?
All business, yeah.
Year-enders, yeah.
You want one coming back here, Jim?
Yeah.
No. For their show, not ours.
For their show.
That's what I was saying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.